Blog Talk Radio.
Now tune in to the real Shine Rock Talk Show and Jam Session with Shine Max Daddy Raw and his co-host Sabrina the Sassy Publicist and your truly DJ Sir J. Boogie. Let's go!
John Ross from No Limit.
And you tuned in.
John Ross.
And you tuned in. Mean team
in the building.
Mean team.
John Ross.
Mean team.
John Ross. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, y'all, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. How y'all doing out there today? Let me give myself a face mask because this is an Omega hour right here. I got the DJ of all DJs, DJ Sir J Boogie, in the building, co-hosting with me tonight. It's called it the Mac and Boog Show. What's going on, J Boogie?
What's up, big brother? What's going on? We about to turn it out.
Hey, we ain't gonna waste no time, ladies and gentlemen. I want to bring this brother, our big brother, me and J Boogie's big brother, to the stage. Y'all have seen this brother in Poetic Justice, Tell from the Hoods, Sprung, Pawn Shop, Getting Played, Lockdown, Motives, The Workout Room, and much more. Def Comedy Jam, ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for my big brother, Mr. Joe Torre in the building.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, big brother? How you feel today, Joe?
What's happening, man? I'm good, man. It was good. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, man, it's such an honor to have you, big brother. You know, we're just going to cut right into it. I thank you for the time that you allow for your little brothers. And, you know, hey, it's Omega Hour. So the first question that came to mind, big brother, can you tell America who is Joe Torre? If we had to sum up, if people want to know who Joe Torre was, how would you explain it to them?
I'm still explaining myself. You know, I'm still evolving, so you know, can't wrap it up in words, man. Just you know, somebody who is with positive light, man. You know that that shine for others. That's what you could say.
Okay. Now I listed a lot of projects that you have been a part of and played in a part of. Which one of the projects you consider your best project?
I've done my best project. I think I'm doing it now because I'm creating it, and you know, it's kind of like, you know, something I want to do on my own. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, you know, you have kids, but which one is your favorite kid? You know what I'm saying? So in different eras, you know, I had different projects that you love, but you know, all your kids you love them differently. You love them all the same, but you love them differently because, you know, one of them is a funnier, one of them is, you know, more sensitive. The other one is more serious. You know what I'm saying? So about most of the projects that I've done, I would have to say the ones that everybody loved, you know, Def Jam, Poetic Justice, you know, they were one of the, should I say, you know, some of the funniest ones, some of the best ones, projects that I've done to date.
Okay. Now, with all the projects that you have done, is there anybody, a cast member or somebody that on the production side that made you feel comfortable, that inspired you to continue in this business?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they all do. I mean, you know, from Tupac to even now Regina King. I mean, you know, they both started so young, but to see Regina, you know, achieve so much – from her, you know, being a childhood actress and evolving into a talented, you know, woman, you know, who became a mother and now a director and now, you know, Golden Globe and Oscar winner. So it's like, you know, and don't forget the 2-time Emmy, you know what I'm saying? So so she's, you know what I'm saying? So watching somebody like that keeps me inspired.
All right. Yeah, well, we got to give kudos. I got a live audience here, and they just want to give a round of applause. Congratulations, Regina, and, you know, on the behalf of the Minimal Mega Sci-Fi, we salute you, we salute you, we salute you. And also, I know the Tories, you know, it's something about the Tories. I'm glad, you know, sometimes I'll be around the Tories so much, I think I'm a Tory, big bruh. I mean, you, Guy, and then let's talk about the little ones you got there, big bruh. You know, I know Cam is coming up. You want to talk about the little ones?
Well, yeah, well, they ain't little no more. I mean, you know, Cameron, he turned 25 last week, so, you know, yeah, he's 6'2", 220, so, yeah, he ain't that little. You know, 2016. So, you know, they both are individually doing their own projects, but all in an entertainment business. You know, Cameron got, you know, a couple things, these projects he's working on, a couple online businesses and stuff, but he's in the film workout room that I put him in. Currently, he had his own comedy night like once a month at the Ha Ha up in, you know, North Hollywood. But now he's focusing on, you know, putting out his, you know, he's working on a sitcom. He writes a lot. So, and then TJ, you know, he's been, you know, Old Navy model, you know, as far as not that, but he's doing commercials. And now he's branching it into acting, man. You know, he's getting more into acting. And my little 9-year-old daughter, she's been in Peter Wise's acting class. So, you know, they're all, you know, or sharpening and honing their skills to do something in the entertainment business as far as, you know, besides just, you know, doing other things out. I'm trying to, you know, help them start their brand.
Okay. All right. So, well, we know that. So let me ask this one, big bro. You know, being that it's Black History Month and you being a pioneer of what you do as far as on the comedian side, what other comedians that you say that have inspired you in this field of interest that you look up to?
I mean, you know, yeah, you know, most of the ones are deceased. I mean, you know, Dick Gregory, you know, one of the main ones. We were actually the same sign, from the same place. I mean, Richard Pryor, Bill Cosby, George Carlin, Lenny Bruce, you know, even Eddie Murphy, different people, you know. The young ones now, I mean, you know, that are cool. I like, you know, some of the hustle and the old school attitude of, like, you know, DC Young Fly, you know, Lil JJ, you know, with the bros, you know what I'm saying? Get back on the horse. These some of the
okay.
young cats are inspiring me right now.
Okay. All right.
Big brother Jeff.
Yeah, what's up?
Speaking of working with a lot of greats, you were in House Party 3, correct? Yeah, what was it like on set with all those comedians, man? Because you was in there. I mean, Eddie Griffin, everybody was. What was that set like? Was it crazy, or what's your most memorable part of being on that set?
Well, back in the day, we weren't really in the movie. We just came by to support, and we just got thrown in the movie.
Okay.
So it was like, yo, yeah, actually, it was my own clothes and, you know, my own cell phone, you know.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, I was like, hey, it was cracking. But it was fun. I mean, something like that. I mean, they gave us the freedom to, well, I always get the freedom to be me. So, you know, and to add my own specialty to the scene. And, you know, but being around there, I mean, that made it, you know, even better because it's like, you know, playing with a bunch of accomplished, you know, basketball players or ball players. You know what I'm saying? You guys know what you're doing. You know each other's beat and speed. You get out the way and let that person do it.
I don't know what happened with that technical error. Finish up, good brother. I'm going to talk to our engineer. That engineer, Rick Beverly, we're going to get
that. Hey, we got to haze him.
It's Rick, Joe. It's Rick, Joe. Hey, Joe, we're going to have to haze him. We're going to put him online, Joe. Okay, yeah.
We had an organ break. An organ break. That's what it was.
Organ break. Yeah, big brother. So with no further ado, we have a couple more questions. I got a live audience in the building. They have a couple of questions for you. We're going to play this one song since it already started. It's for anybody out there. I want you to know this is from Big Jim. He apologized, like Rick apologized, for pressing the wrong button. And I just want you to know he's going to be first up next in question. So, ladies and gentlemen, in radio land, if you can hear us, people in London that's paying attention to us, we want to say we love you, but we apologize for that little thing. And, ladies, if you've ever been broken hearted, this song goes just for you. Big Jim. All right, here we go. Hey, y'all, we're back. That was my man, Big Jim. We just wanted to give you a little taste. He's going to be on the show. But, hey, right now we got – this is called – you know, if you're part of the live audience here, we got a hot topic for you, Joe T. And the lady that's coming in there is our baby sis, Miss Brandy, in the building. Brandy, y'all get up on this. Brandy, you are live on the mic with Mr. Joe Tor.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Okay, so good. So I was wondering if you ever heard of the term respectable cheating and your thoughts on that term.
I probably heard of it. I mean, is it reemerging? I mean, the term is an old term, but
I guess a couple of takes on it. Right, because I guess it could be an open relationship, but I guess the way I heard it recently was that either you can be cheated on with, like, somebody can cheat on you with your friend, or they can cheat on you with somebody you don't know. So I guess, I mean, there's a couple of different ways you can look at it. What's your take on that?
I mean, you know, it sounds pretty high school to me, so, yeah. I mean, I'm a grown man. I mean,
you hear Rick in the back talking about plead the fifth.
He said plead the fifth?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Sean.
Well, that's our first question, yeah. And did you? Was your answer complete, Joe? I mean, was that's a wild question to ask.
I mean, it depends on who you're asking it to and what age on the person that's doing it. I mean, when you get older, I mean, the people, if you call it respectable cheating, then it's not respectable cheating. It is you guys have a understanding relationship, so it's not cheating. I mean, it's kind of an oxymoron putting the words together, you know, respectable cheating. I mean, how do you respectively cheat? You know what I'm saying? Unless you have an already understanding of, you know, what you guys are doing. And then it's not cheating. It's just a respectable condition.
Oh, that makes a lot of good sense. I try to tell Jay Boogie that when you respectable cheating, you got to let all parties know. I'm either going to cheat with your friend or honey. I'm going to go get Joe Blow. I'm going to let you know for real. I told Jay Boogie that. No, I told him. I told him that. Joe, he don't pay attention to his pro fight.
Bruh,
that man
look.
No
trouble, bro.
It's not getting into trouble. It's called, you know how to, hold it. So you want to go biblical on it? How many wives did King Solomon have, Joe and Jay? Okay, want to go there? How many concubines?
How many did he have?
All right. He had 300 wives and 1,000 concubines. Now, anybody else can feel free in Radio Land and tune in and tell me I'm wrong. That's gospel. But in today's society, we wrong, Joe.
I mean, well, you know, if you really talk about it, I mean, you can have as many wives as you can take care of, so, you know, and, you know, that's basically it. That's really it, and I don't think nobody wants to live that way in these day and ages.
Yeah, man.
Okay, yeah. That's when
wife one and wife ten kind of knew their roles, but if wife one and wife ten want the same thing, you know, then, you know, hey, you got to be a king.
Hey. Yep, that's fair. I got another gentleman in the audience that you play golf with. I'm going to let him chime in on that. Hold on one second.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I don't know what they're trying to set you up doing, but do you know anybody that's in a polygamy relationship? And if so, how's everything working out for them?
I mean, you know, I don't know if I know any now, but I know some that I probably think are, and I knew some that have been for a while. Whether you want to call them swingers or they want to call, you know, that's how they are. I mean, they go out like that. They have an understanding of relationship like that. But I don't. You know, maybe I think one or two couples that was married, the other ones, they just were a couple for maybe 7 or 8 years. But then, everything kind of, you know, runs its toll after a while.
Because it seems like there's been a lot of talk about the relationships of the TV shows that's been airing lately. And it seems like it's becoming more talked about and more accepted. That's why I guess it's a topic of today's discussion. You know, so I want to know.
I mean,
it's a black couple on TLC he's looking for. He was already married, and he got him another wife. Actually, they're from Ohio too, and it seemed like it's working out for him. So they moving to California. So I don't know if there's any laws or anything like that out there, but I was just trying to see if, you know, Ohio's kind of slow on some things. Like if it's already popular, you know, in California or what? You know what I'm saying? So that's why we kind of. Actually, that guy's being that we're a little country out here.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess the best way to do it is do what Hill Hefner was doing. Just get you a big ass house and have it built for every day of the week.
right.
I mean, if I was going to do it again, that's how I'd do it. I mean, why get at it?
While we are on fire, the lines are burning up right now. But before that, before the next, I allow the next guest to ask a question. You know, you're Neo on the phone, Joe T, Big Brother, Jay Boogie. You know, they call him DJ Sir Jay Boogie. He's in Houston now. He's going live, and he's been doing a lot of good things. So I told him that you like reggae, because when we're doing the grown folks thing, Big Brother, we like to hear that reggae thing. And I told him he put a special mix together for you, Joe T. So we're going to go to it and let you hear. DJ Sir Jay, talk about this reggae beat. What can Joe can expect out of it?
All right, man. Something to just vibe to. It's something that I'm feeling, and I'm hoping that y'all feel it too.
All right. So, hey, ladies, no further ado. Gentlemen, no further ado. Big Brother Joe T, if you don't like the sounds that come in this reggae mix, we're going to pick Sir Jay Boogie in the cut, because that's what the Q's do. Yeah, we still. No, we don't. This is a disclaimer. We do not hate. All right. We do not hate. The live audience, we do not hate. All right, y'all, sit back and enjoy. DJ Sir Jay Boogie.
6 million ways to die. Choose one.
Non-stop Boogie.
Oh, what am I trying to do? Try to test me. You want to test the rocket launcher? Well, let me tell you something. You're the original butcher. We have the chopper. Lord of mercy. Hear this. Wait, the man. My who that a come? Wait, the man. Who no think me did done? Wait, the man. My who that a come? Wait, the man. Who no think me did done? Me come fi turn up. Say DJ go and go sit down. Me come fi turn up. Tell them fi pack up and run. Me come fi turn up. DJ go and go sit down. Me come fi turn up. Tell them fi pack up and run. So.
Oh na 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 na. Oh na 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 na. Oh na 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 na. Oh na 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 na. It's all about Romy and the big fat sister Naomi. You two of them claim that them know me. All them arguments show me. The boy that name Romy and the mooring sister Naomi. You two of them claim that them know me. All them arguments show me.
It's not some black them with them, and now you know what energy I have to tell them. So no matter. Come here with your galley, galley, send just ease up, breeze up. You get to get them, but now they are road again. Just ease up, breeze up. Should you not get me, know you want look me, friend. Just ease up, breeze up. Me tell you no what till you come back again. Just ease up,
Me name me and the girls them flame. Pasha gal anyway me call me no shame. Gal of the animal flex. Then I'm dead of it, them shine.
Sir Jay Boogie,
Me name me and the girls them flame. Pasha gal anyway me call me no shame. Gal of the animal flex. Then I'm dead of it, them shine. Show me name me. It's like Bucky and Ducky. From a gal want me, then I look she get lucky. Gal feel to chunk, she can't woolly and brookie. Turn her inside out and make she fall like a puppy. Wookie like Wookie. Plucky, then me make a move and jaw down from Cassie. Walk when me gear rip, me key down wassy. Style and position, them when she get
classy. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have said, I don't know what I know, but murder she wrote.
Real.
Murder she wrote.
Cause of social guan. Sure. Yo, hey, you girl in a the tight up skirt. You make me S12 to my blood vessel burst. Hey, you girl in a the tight up shot. You speed up 10 more beats. Me can't enjoy myself, me and conscious. Me hide them a fall for, come in a stop loss. Girl, you come for, man, you stop loss. Hey, hey, so why not a...
The way them girls are nice and pretty, full of whiskey, them are gritty, man, I put them on the hook, yeah. I know one of the whole committee in the city, them are kissing, I go see them with nobody else. The way them girls are nice and pretty, full of whiskey, them are gritty, me, I go put them on the hook, yeah. I know one of the whole committee in the city, them are kissing, I go see them with nobody else.
It's a summer thing, suckling thing.
I got money.
Rock wine.
Sing,
ling a ling,
sing,
dance, silent swing,
sing,
he
DJ Ace cock up in the table with him.
Sing,
ling a ling,
sing,
gold bell a ring,
sing.
Knife and fork a pint for dumpling. Booyaka, booyaka, for Sabah ranking. Sabah rocks disappear with your another man chin. So, them are the done, do the beast, we have the key. Put the done to the key and turn them in a donkey. Yes.
I want the more in order to go. Remember that girl.
I don't know about you, but it ain't a crime.
Well, hey, question I ask. Tell me what you wanna, what you really, really wanna do. Tell me, baby girl, if your love is really, really true. Tell me what you wanna, what you really, really wanna do. Tell me, baby girl, hey, I know I'm like, no, yo, yo. If you really love me, let it flow, flow. And if you don't love me, let me go, go. Watching the road, boy, I let you know, know that.
What's happening? This is DJ Sir J Boogie. Hit me up on Instagram at DJ Sir J Boogie. That's DJ SirJayBoogie. Hit me up. Yeah.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
There's my Spanish speaking friends would say, adios, sucker.
All right, all right. DJ Sir J Boogie on the mix. What do you think about that, Joe?
Yes,
T? Do we have to haze him or what?
No, no. He got that off. He got that off.
Rue?
Okay, okay. Well, we got
that.
Another. Let the audience give you a round of applause. We ain't going to haze him.
Yeah, yeah, you got to haze him. I mean, made my drink taste a little better.
Okay, all right, all right. And Joe T, we got a couple of questions. I got another live person in my audience. Live audience is a live taping of the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. All right, introduce yourself and go ahead and ask your question.
Hey, Joe, I'm Constance. How are you?
I'm fine, Constance. How you doing?
Good, good. I have a question for you. What advice would you give to aspiring actors and actresses?
Advice, basically to kind of, you know, study, learn what kind of actor or actors they want to be. I mean, it's almost like a singer, you got some people who can sing and want to be Janet Jackson, you know, some people that's a singer and want to be Whitney Houston or Aretha Franklin. So kind of learn your depth and your levels and your skills as an actor and actress. And work on them. I mean, not to emulate them, but, I mean, you got people that emulate their skills after, you know, Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying, or Kobe or, you know, or whoever else, you know. So you got to look at it like that. So with me, certain actors back in the day, you know, I used to like, but it, I would say that, you know, if I wanted to, I would call like Dick. Yeah, I would watch some Denzel stuff sometime if I needed to adjust myself on whatever level I think I would be. So I would, you know, I would watch, you know, growing up, you know what I'm saying, before I got into the game, you know, Denzel, you know, okay. he was a cat, you know what I'm saying, or you get somebody that you know or film that you like that are even action or even more dramatic, and you kind of hone your skills to, you know, that's the kind of person you want to be. Because there's different levels of actors and there's, you know, different levels of actresses.
I agree. Have you ever taken any roles just to make sure you can provide for your family that you thought were a little bit lower than what you should have?
No, I can happy to say I'm blessed not to have ever really done nothing just for a check. I've been kind of blessed to, to be established in my career before I got married and had kids. So that's one thing you need to do is make sure you have a stable career before you get married and have more miles to feed. But I have done some stuff that, you know, maybe to please my agent or to say that, or to maybe hit a quota which is like I'm working a lot type of thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this, I'm doing some of that. Instead of, you know, so, you know, sometimes you get caught up in just into being super busy and taking everything. And, you know, and then you end up not liking what you did. But, I mean, you know, that's the curse, you know, of being wanted everywhere and anywhere.
Okay. And my last question, how do you balance family and your career?
You know, I think, you know, balance family and your career is basically having control of your career first, because it's a selfish thing. I mean, you know, we're in the entertainment business, which, you know, or in the whatever type of business, you know, that involves entertainment. If you're the star or you're an actor, singer, rapper, I mean, you're the focal point. I mean, you know, 100% of energy got to be spent on you to try to make sure you're better or you're competing or you're up to par with somebody else. And to me, balancing your family, I say, you know, nowadays I would say you just have to put them in an app. You know, I put all my families in an app. You know what I'm saying? And I open them up when I need to. If they ain't acting right, then I just put them back in the app.
Hey, there you go then. Well, it's been a pleasure, Joe. I truly appreciate the time spent.
No problem. You take it easy. Thanks for the question.
You too. You too.
Yeah, let's give her a round of applause, Nashville. We building, co-host. We building. We all about building. Everybody, I need everybody just to hold on and hold their breath and count to 5 seconds for me. 1, 2. Got to do this. Got to pay the bills.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, that's right. And we're back just like that. Matter of fact. And so, well, we got to make sure the show stay on the air. I got to make sure y'all know exactly where we're coming from and what we're calling. That's main guy. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Airwater in the building. And I thank you very much, sir, for allowing us to continue to let love hit the airways. Now, Joe T, now we know that you are a proud member of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. And can you just let people know about where you pledged at, when, where, and how was your experience being a proud member of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity?
Well, yeah, I pledged in, you know, Lincoln University, Jefferson City, Missouri, Eta Sigma Chapter, in fall of 85, November 23rd, 1985. So going on my 34th year being in the illustrious organization of Omega Psi Phi, which is a beautiful thing, and it continues to evolve. I mean, the longer I'm in it, the more layers I understand that we have, and how much important we are to the community, and how important people we have in high places, or in just doing just, you know, groundwork or grassroots efforts to add to the continued sense of life. So being in communities and being in so many different men, young men and men's lives, man, it's a difference, and I'm glad to be a part of that. Because, you know, that's the next generation.
Right, right. So do you sometimes think it's a misunderstanding about the bruhs? Do you say, how most of you say, are you Omega or are you a Q? You know, is it a thin line or a fine line? How do you explain that to people when they see the bruhs? I mean, certain times you see the bruhs or you see the bruhs.
Well, I mean, I think your actions speak for it. I think it's, like I said, a different layer. So, I think you evolve into being Omega Man. I think you pledge to be, you pledge, but then you become a Q-Dog and all this other stuff before you start putting on your suits and going and meeting and understanding what it is to be an Omega Man. To be a man, period, it's different layers. So I think, as you evolve, you know, in our fraternity, you become an Omega Man, but I think different people, you know, get it early. Some people get it late, and I think the more I understand it, I mean, I can say for how many years I just show up at, you know, with my gold boots on and marching, and you know, you got some, you know, people that are financial, not financial, but because of various reasons, But I think, you know, as you get older and you find out your maturity in the fraternity, you kind of like, you know, make yourself, you know, you're always going to be all of those. But I think you graduate to be, you know, an Omega man.
All right, true that. DJ Sir J Boogie, how did you feel to be a Q? Where did you play a jet?
Played at Eta Gamma chapter at Central State University in 95.
And how many years?
Hmm?
How many years you been in the frat? How long you been in the fraternity?
Well, on the 20th of April, it'll be, what, 2024? And then for the 2020, it'll be 25. So, yeah.
Okay. So with no further ado, since we all, you know, I don't think y'all will agree. I'm just going to give y'all a bite of this show, too. I'll be wrong to have you on my show and not give you a taste of this. I'm just going to give you just a minute.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that takes this tale, we'll be busy. Be the clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, sick dog. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dog. Yeah, counting dog, funky dog, nasty dog.
I just want to give you all a little taste of it, you know. I bring back his breath. Yeah. And I just want a little bit. They had to want to know where did I pledge. 88 Gamma 90. That is my tagline. 88 Gamma 90. Central State University. Mac Daddy Sweet and the Caddy coming out the next day. Oh, I can't go there because Mama is listening to the radio, Jokey. I can't go there. I ain't gonna get my dollar. No, I'm going 29, almost on 30 next year. Meet us at the spot. I see. See, sure, it'll be different. Jokey, we got to have you come Central State on my 30th. Ain't no ifs and buts about it. You know, we got to do the golf thing. Rick Ventana get you out on the golf hookup. So we're going to have to make that happen, big bro.
Oh, no doubt. I'm ready.
All right, Joe T. Now, there's some other news. I just got to step in. I want to see where your thought process is as an African-American male on two different topics of two individuals. I want to see where you stand at it. Number one is, let's talk about this R. Kelly. I never knew about this R. Kelly situation. What do you feel about this R. Kelly?
I mean, well, you know, I know Robert. So, you know, basically, the first thing I always say, you know, you will, before I talk about somebody or explain, give my opinion, pray for them first, you know, because, you know, I would want somebody to pray for me, whatever situation I'm in, and whatever mindset that I think I may be in, that I understand it. But, I mean, the situation he's in, it's just something that's been there for a while, I guess. And now it's just coming to light. And as people said, karma's karma. Do I believe? I believe, you know, that all the... I didn't never see the special, but I've heard the tales. And, you know, the evidence seems like it's overwhelming. So if it's true, then, you know, I mean, how can you feel? I mean, I feel for the victim. And that's where my first feelings would go to, that they can be healed, and whatever demon that if it is, you know, real with them, that, you know, that it is in control right now, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not in control of, you know, what it's doing, but that we have control of it, you know what I'm saying? That it's not there to hurt anybody else.
I feel the same way.
That's a good valid point.
Yeah, because if that's, you know, if that's, you know, if somebody's, you know, I know if that's my daughter, I don't care, you know, who you are. I mean, you know, I ain't trying to hear that. And, you know, the situation wouldn't have got that far out of hand. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't care what kind of contract you're going to get, who R. Kelly is, you know. Like I said, you know, in any situation, man, I'm, you know, if that's my sister, that's my daughter, that's my relative, you know, I'm not standing by and waiting 10 years down the line. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have my man-to-man with that man myself. We'll figure out, you know, if the demon needs to be choked out or he prayed out, but he coming out.
Oh, my God.
That's Joe T at his best. Big brother don't play no game. That's that, baby. It's going down. It's going down. Like he said, it's going down in the field. Yes, sir. Now, let's turn the tables all the way around to another brother. I don't get it. I'm trying to understand it. The story about Jesse from Empire. Who does that? I mean, how do you feel about that?
Basically,
you
get
the question?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. About Jesse having somebody, but did he hire some people to beat him up? I mean,
you know, that whole situation, I mean, that's another, what I say, mental issue. I mean, if that was done and orchestrated, I mean, I that has to be something that is, I mean, that's a new one on me. I mean, you know, as far as, you know, wanting the headline and wanting attention so bad that you would do something like that. And to be on top of the world already and don't think you are, I mean, you know, that is the sickness, you know what I'm saying, of today's wanting to be liked and wanting to, I guess, be loved, you know, in Hollywood. So, but if he's truthful, then, you know, hey, the truth will prevail. But if he made all this up and concocted, which seems like, again, the truth is overwhelming. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. I mean, you got to be pretty, you know, mentally disturbed to kind of try to pull something off like this. And as I said in the past, you got to be one person. You can't outthink everybody. So if you're thinking about doing something, you can't outthink everybody. People sitting around waiting to catch you and what you do. And, you know, I mean, a la today with Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. I mean, you know, you got a whole Congress group of lawyers that, you know, got ways to catch you in lies. And I don't think you get out lying. Can't stick it out, thank everybody.
Hey, big brother. I got a question for you real quick. Just to touch briefly, like, as far as long as you've been in the game, you got any side ventures, like business ventures or investments or anything you might want to share with us or let us know that you got going on or anything in that nature?
I'm producing a lot. I'm you know, most of my investments now are into content and then myself and my production company as far as being a content provider for the major streaming entities that are out here, from Netflix to Amazon to, or just your basic TV. So I'm on my Byron Allen, Oprah Perry venture.
Okay.
So I have a couple projects in the can, as far as one with I did with Sean Ross, sort of like a dramatic Fatal Attraction type story. That was Vivica Fox. Also have a comedy feature film that's up now, Summer Hill Entertainment. So I'm trying to get over on Netflix. That's called The Workout Room, that I did with Delta and her husband. That's a bro who produced that together. Another one called Noodles. That's that's getting a lot of run right now. It's like a sort of like a limited series is going to come out, and then you know, some other stuff probably I'm working on. So, and then Perfect Example, that's an Atlanta comedy that we just aired in a film festival last week. So yeah, so stuff like that, man. You know, I got an animation and stuff in the works, and then I got you know, some things I'm doing in a different community, trying to bring jobs. Starting in Detroit, Houston, Miami, St. Louis.
Okay, cool. And like with that, is there an actual official name to that? Like as far as makes it look for coming to the cities or?
Say that again.
Like as far as is there a name like tag to that? As far as like you said, dealing with giving people jobs in cities or empowering people. In these different areas, is this like a way?
Well, yeah, my end game is to open up some schools and kind of you know re-educate the way we are coming out here facing the world. So just trying to implement new learning, should I say techniques that be more beneficial to the millennials of this year, of this time. You know what I'm saying? And doing that in neighborhoods and doing that in school, people where they went on Detroit and where they need jobs at. So almost like doing what they did in Atlanta and they're doing in Chicago, you know, doing it in different other places, But
okay.
At the same time, opening up schools and putting up homes and all that other stuff. So
that's what's up. That's what's up. Mr. Torrey, if you don't mind me asking, I got a young man here saying, what is your favorite sport? He said he didn't beat you in golf. Before and I'm like you know well we got to get you here for a Joe Torrey golf tournament in Cincinnati, Ohio. They want you in Cincinnati, Ohio. We got to make it happen. So is golf one of your favorite sports, or how would you rate them? Bowling, basketball, football, in order. And who's your favorite team?
Right about now, golf is my favorite sport to play to participate in. And nobody in Cincinnati has beaten me, so I don't know what that dude is talking about. crazy. But in the meantime, it used to be basketball, but I mean, I like to, between just generally working out, which is I incorporated everything from yoga to. All that, but basketball, I done blew both my knees out, so that ain't my favorite sport no more.
I know that's right. Well, before I let you go, I gotta let you hear this next mix by DJ Sir J Bookie, and then I want say we're gonna let one more question for you, and then we're gonna let you go, Big Bro. I appreciate you hanging in there. But if this mix ain't to your liking, we're going to take Jake Boogie up top. We're going to take him back to the woods where the Q's really get down. But, again, this is the claimer. The Q's do not haze. Y'all sit back and enjoy. DJ Sir Boogie on the real Sean Ross Live radio talk show and jam session. Baby.
Non-stop Boogie.
I was riding around in a V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young, been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me. Another $1 million bail, that's just a regular. See my granny on the jet, so shit I never forget. Next day we flew to Vegas with my Puma Connect. You break bread, we ain't new to success. Play music and best. Enterprise, take lucrative steps. Cold game, but I knew it was chess. As a youth in the set, learn the game, you a student at best. But it's a couple things you can expect. Left, just like money, no money. Your shooters respect. Other shooters, we was both doing my crew on your neck. I'm on the freeway and a drop, it got me losing my breath. I do the dash with the blues on the deck.
I don't follow rules and they don't like that. I was skipping school to get my sack right. My girl hit me and inquired on text back.
My dog got out of prison and went right back. These brand new don't step on my Balenciaga. I'ma hit that if she let me. They don't like how I talk that. Flooded out my wrist, a puddle dripping. 42, I'm steady sipping. Yeah, I'm on and I'm off that. These brand new don't step on my Balenciaga. I'ma hit that if she let me. They don't like how I talk that. Flooded out my wrist, a puddle dripping. 42, I'm steady sipping. Yeah, I'm on and I'm off that.
I don't follow rules and they don't like that. Hit the club with wifey, brought a dime back. Hit the three twice and ran it right back. I'm only here tonight cause in the morning got a flight.
Take it to the money. Everybody mad. I think I'm getting too much money. Everybody mad. Same old nigga on the block. Same old nigga with the pot. The same old nigga on the drive. Everybody hated on him, then he bounced right back. I just spent a whole lot of time overseas. Doubling my money cause you know I won't cheese. I've been in my hometown playing with the keys. When the fell off the boat, yeah, I'm fucking about to leave. I know it's a whole lot of that was hating. I know it's a whole lot of that was taken. So I shut the up, filling up. I was suited, I was sick, so I had to stay patient. Take it
in New York, I've been there wrong. Had it in my socks, used to Terry Rock. Running from the car, steady up.
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out here?
Set it up, cause I run that block. Give me top, top, and my drop, top. I didn't hook on flop, flop, flop. When I drop, drop, I didn't hook on flop, flop, flop. When I drop, drop, I didn't hook on flop, flop, flop. When I drop, drop, drop.
What's happening? This is DJ Sir J Boogie. Hit me up on Instagram at DJ Sir J Boogie. That's DJ SirJayBoogie. Hit me up. Yeah.
There's my Spanish speaking friends would say, adios, sucker.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, y'all heard it live. Give it up to DJ Sir J Boogie, y'all.
Hey,
I got another cue that just checked in. Mike Napier, a.k.a. Boss Man, is in the building.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Boss?
Team, team. I'm just sitting down from Las Vegas, Nevada, bro. I was sent out to hop in the suite in Vegas, baby. Big Brother Joe Torre, Mac Daddy, Sean Ross. Hey, I'm just showing love, baby. I'm just showing the support, man. I can't wait to see you out here on the West Coast next month, baby. I'm going to show you a wonderful time. And Brother Torre, you still in Los Angeles? I know you're from St. Louis, Missouri, but you in L.A. right now?
Yeah, man. I've been living out here, man, long time.
Oh, yes, sir, brother. Well, Mac Daddy, you come on the West Coast. Y'all, hey, listen, it's on me. Mac Daddy, you know how I do it, baby. So y'all got to come out here for the bug. We can be out. We'll be back to see before midnight.
All right. Rick is having the ball watching. All right. We're going to get it. Hey, Ray said, what's up? Welcome, everybody, to the real Sean Ross Live Radio style show and jam session. Yeah. Make sure you tell a friend where you've been. We're doing this every Wednesday, Mike, so tell everybody where you've been. Hey, Big Brother Joe C. Is there anything you want to tell America just before we get out of here? And how people can follow you, the Instagram, Facebook, all that?
Big Brother,
did I lose you? Yeah, sir. We're talking about, yes, sir.
Talking about Joe Torre?
Yeah, Joe Torre. Joe Torre. How can people follow you? The real Joe Torre.
On my IG. I know. I so many people on. I don't know who you talk to. Joe Torre on IG, JoeTorrey. Twitter, Joe Torre 1. You know, and then Facebook. I'm all on Facebook, but, you know, I'm here, man. You know, I ain't hard to find.
Hey, all right. There it is.
Please. Hey, can Big Brother follow me back, please?
That's Jay Boogie asking you to follow him back, Joe.
Oh, no doubt. Just tell him go into my DM and say, hey, brother, will you please follow me?
So, Jay, you didn't tag yourself too much, but go ahead and tag yourself one more time. How can people follow DJ Sir J Boogie?
At DJ Sir J Boogie, DJ SirJayBoogie, all over every social media.
Again, I want to take this time to thank you, Big Brother Joe Torre, for coming out, supporting us. We love you, and we appreciate everything you're doing in the community and for us as a people. Happy Black History Month in and out. We support you, salute you. And definitely everybody here that's at the live taping in the Park Place, we salute you. Say, Joe Torre,
Big Brother.
So, hey, with no further ado, we're going to get out of here. Thank you, everybody, very much for tuning in. Make sure y'all tell a friend where you've been every Wednesday.
Hey, Matt, next week, who we got next week?
Oh, next week we got Silky Shocker. Silky Shocker, no limit. We in the building, y'all. Hey, all right, y'all. Y'all been tuned in live. Hey, here we go.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean Mac Daddy Raw and his co-host, Sabrina the Sassy Publicist. And your truly DJ, Sir J. Boogie. Let's go.
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. John Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
John Ross.
And you tuned in. Me.
Just a little bit. Oh, my goodness, with Sean Ross at the end, dude, he's just doing anything at the end trying to get it right. I'm trying to drop this one time.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
All right, we got it, y'all. Peace. Much love. Much love. Roo, Roo. Thank you, everybody, for this building. Roo.
I'll be back next week. I got 6 points.
Hey, you don't sleep in the whole team, man. That's our program, man. Y'all don't know what we're doing. So, Lisa, we'll be back next week. That's what we're on probation.
Another show they want us to do. Another out of Detroit. They just called us. They're like, man, we want you on the show. I'm like, okay, you got your own space.
Wait, leave at 7 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
It was 7 in the morning.
And it was packed till 7 in the morning. Jumping packed. It was all the chain.
It was two parties before that.
Two parties was four, and then the queue came through. It was off the chain.
You can't do it. That's all.
And you was blaming me, but when I was like, I ain't, yeah, I can't see what I don't have. Say, Boogie. Hey. It's your fault. You ain't going Facebook Live, and this is live studio. You don't speak to everybody here. They hear Jay Boogie.
You don't have to.
And I saw some minutes that you are gonna get, but you got it right. Listen, and she sent you a friend request on social media ahead of our motion to social media affairs. She sent you a friendship request, Jay Boogie. Can you try to take the
wrong level?
Yeah, she ain't recovered.
When she was here.
Yeah, we can, yeah.
Yeah, she said it was the show,
That's what's up.
Yeah. So dude won't be having this, run another tap.
Yeah, man.
We're good.
It's hard. It sounds okay. We got to get better. We did a little bit of mumbling. I know I mumbled a little bit, asking questions, trying to go. I had everything written down on the piece of paper. That helped. My social media, especially, got here. And what it got here,
earlier, I would have had it okay. You are.
Yeah, I just feel comfortable with drinking here. Somebody
one
say
time
no.
Is full time. Only time is
before
time. You know that, right?
Jay Boogie. Yeah, we good to go. We're going to rock out.
That's
right. Now she's going to kick herself in the car like, damn, I could have been on that show. She was just straight X'd out. So we definitely got to change that up. Ain't no Sassy Jay no more. She gone.
Sassy
Day. Sassy Day, yeah. Tell her it should be somebody else's publicist. Yep. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm going to
I'll hit you up. Yeah. Tomorrow? Friday night? You know, we can get, you know, Silk. I mean, he laid a rock with us.
I got
people know when it's Yeah. Maybe three, try to, if we can do.
All right.
Yeah. Right here.
I'm saying this is her uncle, your uncle. I was going to say your uncle. Yeah. Okay, we'll do, bro. Thanks a lot, Jay Boogie. I'm sorry, your uncle really was in the building. I think she's calling in. I didn't even see the first phone. I got the time to call this. I see you. Really see some
people. Anna, Julie. Anna,
Yeah, program man, she was like, you're so in it, yeah.
So, let me see. You got Instagram, please?
Yep.
Let me see.
Congratulations on everything. One day the Fat Boy Sean Ross has to work with you. I carry the bag.
No,
I'm not here right now. I'm in your ego. Huh? Yes, she cut her. I'm glad she cut her. I didn't know. And then she tried to say, my boy, they shouldn't say, no, okay, we shouldn't laugh. My family going to last. I want to say, get kick rocks. I'm like, do you care what y'all made out of time? Well, they didn't do my boy, our family. We still here. We broadcasting out of Park Place. We'll prove that. Well, okay. Well, I guess you find out who was approved and who ain't approved. And on top of it, we got another radio station just came in, chimed in. Yeah, out of Detroit. Said, look here, man. We want you right now. What's that? So we're going to engage with them tomorrow. I said, let me need a day of rest. I sent them this morning.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay, that one. Well, Uncle Will, I know she's going to The girl, I know she said that. Because she told me, saying, oh, she didn't have the paperwork. You know how the paperwork be detailed, outlined, what we talking about.
She didn't get there by a certain time. She took her place. So she's like, "Well, we got a surprise for you." Now you're like, "Okay." Somebody she wanted to get paid. Well, nobody got paid. You get business. If you break the show, make the show and break the show, you get all the money in the world. The only reason why they didn't have a breakfast club is because ain't nobody trying to do it. Now, we doing something strictly organic. Right? You hustle and the break don't come. This is what happened here earlier. This is a tree moon to the
Wait a minute. I mean, this is before.
So there's been some people. They take me out there. I did my best, Lisa. Why they gonna kick me out the chair? What's up, Ed? I got the whole team here. Ed, I'm glad you're here. Everybody's here to win live. I mean, you know, we're here in-house studio. At first, before you went there, I was like, well, bro, I told my brother, Red, said this might be an eagle. Eagle cuss us out. He gonna heal him.
No, I called the church out.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I call the church out. You did a
great
good job.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, it's a good thing. Live,
okay, now, the one question that I do have to ask, and I think I'll figure it out, and I may be wrong, but I think the phone, that feedback that we're getting, maybe coming from I don't think it's coming from him. It may be coming from Jay Boogie, so he needs to make sure to check his phone.
Yeah, I told Jay Boogie. Yeah, I said, yeah, we should talk to him. I don't know. Yeah, Jay, it wasn't us, sir.
Okay, because it's coming from somewhere.
Okay.
And the reason I say it's coming from somewhere because I've had situations where I had 10 people on the line with no feedback. So it's coming from somebody's line.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe
when it's
on a sitting or something.
Yeah, and it can be like if you're in a place and everybody got their cell phones on and they're sitting next or standing next to each other, you're going to get feedback.
Right.
If they're calling on speakerphone.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we minimize that. We got this one little box, one little thing so we can actually hear, and everything else is away. You know, everybody else's cell phones are off. Besides, you know, they ain't off, but you know, they're in vibrate mode.
The other thing is on the board, on the music board, when you go in, when you go in and you call in a couple minutes before, what you want to do, all of the music that you have that's going to be playing that night, take the music or the mixes or whatever and put it all the way to the left where there's a red line. I mean, there's a red line. I mean, going toward your right, there's a red line that's kind of like your midway button. If you put your music right there, everything when you play it should balance out and it shouldn't overshadow what you just did before.
Oh, okay.
It will be louder. It will be louder, but it won't be as loud. You feel what I'm coming from?
Okay.
So if you take all your mixes that you have uploaded or your songs that you have uploaded and have them right there where that red line is, you should be fine.
Okay, I'm looking at
I really didn't have no problems with the questions you asked. It was a really good interview, very entertaining, and I think it.
Hello.
You know what you're supposed to do? It's your show.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I couldn't do it on my brother's
team. And the other thing is that. And it's the person is on the line, and I hurt somebody's feelings. I don't mean to hurt their feelings, but I'm going to keep it real. Because it seems like the same question keeps popping up about relationships and three ways. And if people are that hungry, tell them to come on out here, and I'll take them to a swingers party. And we'll get this.
No. That was the question we meant to ask last week. And we wanted to make time. And I kept Joe on it, and Joe was like, come on, let's do it. So we got a lot of assist in that.
We didn't really think, because it was a great picture with the people asking the question.
No, we didn't miss her at all. It was like she wasn't even there.
Yeah, I think the people asking the question was the most
embarrassing. It was a good mix.
Yeah, I like her attitude.
I agree with her.
I don't like her attitude anyway, Lucian. Can I speak my mind? Can I just 1 second? I just wanted to say, now I'm humble. I try to be humble, but she was out of pocket. She tried to tell I couldn't speak and they couldn't speak. I'm like, oh my, wait a minute. Your name is not Aunt nor Lisa. I was like, okay, so I'm cool on it. I'm good. I whatever y'all do,
it's gonna be like this. You do, you continue to do what you do. If you find that host, not that host. If you find that co-host, you find that person. But until then, you do what you do. And then when you find that person, then you gotta say when you sit down with them, this is what I need from you. Because sometimes they are under the impression that they're gonna take over the show, and they don't realize you're not going to ever take over the show.
Right.
It's not going to happen. So they can sit here and dream and have these imaginations, but no, it's going to continue to be the Shadow Rock show.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Okay. And there are other role players, and that's what they are. They're role players, but it is your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Well,
it
was a nice sound off, y'all.
Well, thank you. I like the
yeah.
You know, and as long as you continue to go that way, we go.
Yeah.
And like I said, just that feedback, we can fix that and make sure that the music is level. We're off to the races, man.
Oh, all right. We good, then. All right, so you know our next guest may take a jump to topic. No, we'll have that flooded out tomorrow.
All right, cool. All right, and if y'all need me, you know I'm here.
I appreciate you.
You know, but yeah, great job, man.
All right, thanks.
All
right, Charles. All
right.
All
right,
guys. Bye.
And I'm about to get a free sponsorship.
I told you.
We in the building.
We got any new things coming up?
Yeah.
We need to put some new stuff out.
I'm going to say that.
all in one day.
Thank you. I'm into it. I'm about to get up out of here.